Okay, so this ridiculous thing happened when I lived in Malaysia. Despite the best efforts of my handler and the nation's security forces, wandering through the executive VIP dining room, I see this guy surrounded by minions. I ignore the shout to stop and instead wander over and introduce myself to the deputy prime minister, the second most powerful man in the country, Anwar Ibrahim. He exudes grace and charm and steel, the man tasked with building a new Malaysia, groomed by his political mentor to become the next prime minister. Of course, I start babbling. I say, hey, I saw your picture in the paper today as the second place winner of a coconut husking contest. My question is, has the first place winner been beheaded yet? Silence, horror, daggers from the throng until Anwar laughs, allowing everyone to laugh. He stops security from beating me and instead tells me to sit and join them. Good times. Good story. In fact, I relate this incident on an early episode of Snap. After, I get to meet with Anwar a few times, hear him talk about the way forward, about knitting together fractious ethnic and religious communities into a unified whole. But I've never told you what happens next. And understand, I laughed when I first heard the news reports. Trumped up slander. I remember the first phone call. A friend tells me that Anwar's been arrested. They accuse him of sodomy, homosexuality, which is illegal in Malaysia. And it's nonsense, and of course, I know it's going to be dismissed or turned on a technicality or something, but safe home in Michigan, I watch the TV in horror as this man, who was so kind to me, is sentenced to prison and led away to solitary confinement. But he doesn't go quietly. He holds his head up high. He tells his mentor, his jailers, and the system exactly what he thinks of them, even as they strip him down and lead him away. My stomach contracts into a pit even thinking about it. Sometimes getting the mail, walking the dog, playing basketball, I imagine what it must be like to be in that cell alone. And I wonder if it were me, would I break? In 2004, he emerges, unbowed, steady, giving the finger to the man. Yeah, but organizing, building, uniting warring factions until in 2013, he comes within a hair's breadth of winning the prime minister's seat. The government responds by throwing him right back in the same prison, and that is where he sits right now, in solitary confinement. Right now, right this moment, he sits. But he recently got a letter out that said he was not done fighting. Not yet. No. Not ever. And that's why this year on the Snap Judgment Gratitude Special, even as I see the text, the letters, the sorrow, the fear of descending into our own dark days, I am grateful that so many of you, you're not done fighting either. So today on Snap Judgment, 'tis the season, we proudly present gratitude. Stories of Thanksgiving. My name is Glenn Washington, and we hold certain truths to be self-evident when you're listening to Snap Judgment.